With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you've got any opinions on this, you're more than welcome to get in. Ray, it looks like Ciccarelli. Ray Ciccarelli has an opinion on Facebook. He put a Facebook post out there, and he is not down with the NASCAR's decision to ban Confederate flags. And it's a little surprising because usually Italians are not going to be like this. Yeah. No, he's the only Italian I know.
That is like this?
That didn't like it, yep. He's the only one.
Have you ever seen We're Do the Right Thing?
We are such... I
did. Okay.
I did. He says this. He's a truck...
He's in the truck series.
He's truck series. Well, it's been a fun ride and dream come true, but if this is the direction NASCAR is headed, we will not participate after 2020 season is over. I don't believe in kneeling during anthem nor taking people right to fly. He's not the best writer. Whatever flag they love. I could care less about the Confederate flag, but there are people that do, and it doesn't make them a racist. All you are doing is effing one group to cater to another.
It may not. Go ahead.
And I ain't spend the money we are to participate in any political BS. So everything is for sale. Capital S-A-L-E.
Yeah, I read that last night. And I would say it may not make him racist. It does make him a traitor.
Well, right. No, but he is not about the... This is not about the Confederate flag.
It is about the Confederate flag.
Not really. He's just... He doesn't want you to take away the right. We have to also be... If we're going to be... He doesn't feel like in America you should not be able to, you should not have the right to fly whatever flag you
should
want to fly.
Should you
fly? See, he's more patriotic than you
should
are.
Should you fly the flag of an enemy combatant? Because that's what you're doing when you fly that flag.
Well, if you ever fly, are English flags welcome? Because they were a combatant. So was Spain. We fought them.
England didn't commit treason.
England, though, owned us.
But they didn't commit treason.
Oh,
we fought
really?
Them and won, and for whatever reason.
Anyway, they killed a lot of Americans. England did.
I'm aware. Okay. They're taking our acting jobs. Idris Elba and who's the lady from, she's South African, actually, from
Cate Blanchett?
Succession.
What about
Cate Blanchett coming over doing American accents now?
Yeah, I know. I
yeah,
know.
They're stealing.
I know.
Actually,
stealing our jobs.
Actually,
they
on the
took our young.
So we had.
And do you see a lot of English flags flying around? As much as many
flags? But okay. So we're going to take that away?
I don't care.
Spanish flag?
Yeah, at pubs.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, what?
Didn't we fight Mexico?
All I hear, that wasn't a treasonous act. That was a war between two
That's
separate
right.
nations.
That's right. Oh, so are you for the enemy? Are you okay with the enemy flying their flag on our country?
You know what I'm not for?
Interjection.
Yeah.
I'm not sure any of those wars are about ownership of people.
That too.
That's true. But it was a war. It was about ownership of land.
You know what?
It was a little more nuanced.
All I'm saying is I'm not in favor of treason. That's all I'm saying. Are you in favor of treason? Are you in favor of treason?
Treason guy.
Yeah, is that what you're about? Treason?
So you're saying you like treason.
Yeah, is that what you're saying, sir?
No, I'm not about that. I'm talking about Dino Ciccarelli or whatever his name
very
is.
Very bad.
No, that's a hockey
treason
player.
Treason is okay. Very bad.
Dino Ciccarelli was a hockey player.
Yeah. Ray Ciccarelli. All right.
And it says Sarah Ciccarelli or whatever at the very end, so she may have written that on his Facebook page, but we're done. She's
she
also
said
saying
we're
done.
Yeah, we.
I'm going, Ray. I'm going on your Facebook page and I'm putting everybody on blast. Like, why are you doing it on mine, sissy? Mm-mm. Like, I'm doing it. No.
Well, I just want listen in America. He can have the right to have this opinion.
He can have the right to fly a loser flag and be treasonous.
He doesn't care. He doesn't.
Miami
he says
flags
I
up at your
could
house,
care
no,
less.
That's a loser flag.
Wait
no,
a minute,
I do
though.
Not.
He said I could care less, which means he actually
cares.
Could care
exactly.
less.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. He cares a bit.
See, he doesn't know how to. She's really poor at this writing thing. I couldn't care less
not
would be
copy,
the expression.
Yeah.
But apparently he does care about the Confederate flag, so you're right.
Yeah, thank you. He cares about treason.
What if he said the English flag? I can't fly the English flag? Then what?
I don't care about the English flag.
See? You don't care if people fly the English flag here.
The Union Jack.
Oh, you're treason. Oh, the so
Union
now
Jack.
You want a monarchy.
I don't fly.
You want a monarchy here.
I don't
here.
Fly the English
okay,
flag.
Can you, fly the, you want to fly the Russian sickle here?
I saw that at the
USSR.
Oh, no, I'm seeing Russian sickle stuff. I've got a picture of a guy with the hammer and sickle from the march. A guy on his, a patch on his jacket. Now, he also had his pants were rolled up just perfectly with brand new Doc Martens. Like, he had his look. He had his look going like.
With a hammer and sickle?
Yes. It's like,
it seems to me that you'd have a wife beater
like
on.
A worker.
And a...
No, it's just this folk communist thing. Like, you do realize that it's an extraordinarily oppressive militaristic police.
Says you.
Do understand that communism is
says you.
Ruled with heavy hands.
That's one man's opinion.
Yeah. You can start telling me the communist regimes that are really, soft peddling the... militaristic police, well, militaristic police.
One of our Democratic candidates, well, former Democratic candidates, was like, Cuba, they had, they were great on education.
Yes, that Cuba has done a really good job. I was in Cuba. Let me tell you about the fear factor of the police. No one does, and they, one of our drivers, and actually the people at the hotel said, you're going to feel like you're not safe at times, but just know that as long as you're in open places, you're going to be extremely safe because no one messes with the police here. And we tried to, one time we tried to say hi, like wave to the police that are in the streets. I mean, Mean Mug doesn't even begin to describe it. They are the most, they are the toughest, angriest looking people.
Well,
in New Havana, it was crazy how.
I think that's I think
no one messes with them.
Listen, there's a different. I went to school in Spain, and there would be guys with machine guns on the corners, just standing on the corners, and you would go by, and you and I'll swear you never you didn't look at them.
Where were you, Michigan
in
or Spain?
Spain.
Oh, okay.
No, not Michigan. Okay. No, but there were armed. I don't know what they were servicemen just standing on corners with machine guns, and it was just like.
I'm telling you
now. I don't
now,
think I feel safe like that. I don't know. Because this guy, if he didn't like me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
And this was before camera phones where he'd just go, oh, yeah, he tried to hit me or something.
I don't think they care in Cuba if you have your camera phone. It doesn't matter. The police there, now I didn't see them. I don't know if they're out of line, but I can tell you this. They're not for the bullcorn. They are not for the bullcorning at all. Mm-mm. So, and I was told, like, don't, you know, you're going to be safe. If anyone gets out of line, just tell a police officer and they'll make sure and take care of it. Like, we need to take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Everything's beautiful. Tell the policeman, we're going to smooth this out, but you got to go back.
You got to go back.
Henry, you got to go back.
So Tony says the Confederate flag thing is so weird. People so proud to rep an organization who got their ass kicked so soundly. It's like wanting to fly a Texans playoff flag.
Stop.
Flying the Confederate flag doesn't really make you racist. To me, it's an indicator of your stupidity and your admiration for coming in last place. It's like flying a Jacksonville Jaguars flag. Loser.
So the AFC South is just catching this.
Why is the AFC South catching Confederate flag comparisons?
I don't know.
What
well,
is
they're
that?
Catching loser comparisons.
Yeah, that's what they're getting.
Is what you're hearing here. Well. Aaron says, I keep hearing that Drew Brees didn't address problem. I agree he didn't word it too well, but he did acknowledge there needs to be changes in our country and we could do better. He just didn't word it the way people probably would have wanted. And that's accurate. And it's not something that we haven't said. That's Drew Brees didn't do anything other than express his opinion, and his comments weren't by nature incendiary at all. However, based on what is happening right now and based on what it has become, his own teammates viewed it as an inability or unwillingness to acknowledge what is going on with them. And I think Drew has probably patched it up and fixed it. And I'm glad he had his chance to kind of clean things up a little bit. I really don't think Drew Brees is going to take a lot of crap moving forward.
No, I don't.
Maybe a vocal minority. Now, I would not have said that last week at this same time.
Well, as soon as he starts throwing touchdown passes, he's got the ability to redeem himself, and that's by playing good football this year.
Well, but a lot of his teammates also, it was Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, no, I know. And they're going to.
He's also given $5 million for coronavirus to the city. Drew has a lot of cachet built
up. Oh, he's done, yeah. But there were those who canceled him immediately.
I know, and that's the world we live in, and it's not right.
Right. You know what the world I live in is the Chastain world. That's the world I live in because I do. I love my expedition, and Dana, they're big supporters of U of H, and Dana's driving the Explorer Sport, and he says, dude, this car is unbelievable. And so here's the deal is you've got a great, great product, but you've got so many options where to buy your vehicle. And here's the deal is I saw firsthand, and it wasn't just because it was me. It's everybody that goes in there because, again, 85% of their business before they started advertising here was return or referral. That just means for 87 years they've been in business that they do it so well that people just keep coming back or referring friends. When you refer someone to that dealership, it means you really believe in them, that's where you're going to get your best deal, your best service, the best product. You're going to get all of that. And their service department is second to none. And again, right now they'll pick it up at your home. They'll fix it. They'll sanitize it, and they'll bring it back to your home. If you're still worried about COVID-19 and you don't want to go out, they'll take care of everything. They'll deliver the car, new car, buy online, and they'll deliver it to you. They bend over backwards, and they're going to do the best deal for you. Get into those payments that you need right now at Chastain Ford. 84 months, interest-free, no payments for 6 months, nothing down. The deals are unbelievable. The best time to buy is right now. Chastain Ford, just two exits east of 59 on Homestead. It's on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Sports Illustrated has a big piece about a collegiate model in crisis. In crisis, the crippling impact of schools cutting sports. And it is broken. There are sports being cut all, and it's all Olympic sports for the most part. Connecticut lost $13 million last year in football. And yet.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Connecticut lost. Well, it's Connecticut.
Yeah, but $13 million?
Yeah, they lost $13 million.
I thought everyone makes a ton of money in football. Oh, you mean they don't? Mm-hmm. That's that. By the way, that's
well, especially in the group of five.
That's the false narrative.
Yeah.
If you are not in a power conference, there's a good chance that you're not making money.
Mm-hmm. So it is. It's the worst level I think ever. And if we don't have a football season this year, It will be worse than ever. But we're going to have a football season. By the way.
Well, if you don't have people in the stands, though, or if people don't show up, that is going to still be really, really bad for those universities.
Yeah. So, by the way, next week, part of the Touchdown Club, we're trying to raise some money for the Touchdown Club. We had zero lunches this year. We have zero lunches, no coaches, nothing. Nothing to raise money for the Touchdown Club this year.
Why have it?
Why have the Touchdown Club?
Yeah. No, I mean, why have an event?
We're going to have a virtual event with Dana and Leach. So, and then where people can, we'll have 400 or 500 people online where they'll be on. I'll be moderating it with Dana and Leach, and they'll tell stories about. So, if you're a Tech or Houston or Mississippi State person and you want to listen to it, it's going to be June 17th at 7 o'clock. So, that's next week, next Wednesday, I want to say. Next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Anyway, so, and you can donate there if you would, because we haven't been able to have any events to raise money. We give to other charities, and we put weight rooms in high schools that don't have the ability to afford weight rooms. And this is how, you know, weight rooms, you say, oh, well, that's great. Well, a lot of kids are get out of their circumstances because they play sports well, and you can play sports better if you have weights in your weight room.
Yes.
And we have, I mean.
You are better at sports if you're stronger.
Yes.
and more explosive.
And you can better your circumstance. So, and it's mostly in, you know, the impoverished areas. And so we have found that there's a lot of places. There are a lot of places that need help. And, you know, and it has helped kids get out of circumstances and go on to schools and get scholarships when they otherwise couldn't because they were stronger and better at sports. So that's the mission of the Touchdown Club. So if you are a U of H fan or you just want to hear Leach tell stories, and Dana will tell stories about Leach and the early days at Texas Tech and all of that stuff. So we'll do that June 17th is Wednesday, I want to say. June 17th is Wednesday.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Wednesday.
Mm.
And you go to Touchdown Club, to our Houston Touchdown Club website, and you'll see how you can log on to the virtual round table. It's not very round, though. It's probably a triangle because it's three of us. So that's happening. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in on ESPN 97.5. Yuli, contract extension after this year or no?
Why?
What do you mean?
Why would you give him
You don't want to give him any more?
Well, we're not doing it for Dalvin Cook. Why are we doing it for Yuli?
No. After this year.
No, club control. Oh, Yuli. I'm thinking of Yordan.
What are you talking about?
Yuli. God, he's older. Short term, I would. It's not like he is not hitting.
He's now. Hitting.
We're not seeing him decline.
He's a machine.
I would say, yeah, that's fine. Two more years, throw another 2 years on it.
You think?
Yeah, why not?
I wonder if he'll take it or.
How much does he want, though? Because if it hinders you, I mean, that's one of those things that's going to lighten the load. Would you? Okay, Correa or Yuli? Because if you add to Yuli's money, you're subtracting the amount that you might be able to give Carlos Correa. You're going to have to overpay Carlos Correa to keep him. Yuli is the better hitter.
But
I don't know that he has the long-term potential, obviously.
I don't think Correa will be here long-term. I think after next year, I think.
Well, he's doing a podcast with Lance McCullers now called The Walkout with MMA, so I think that's enough to keep him in Houston.
You think?
Because it's harder to do a podcast remotely.
No, it's not.
And they do it together in one place.
You and Eric do one.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, and we have difficulties getting mic levels right.
Mm.
We do have trouble.
Is it because you don't have a trained engineer to do that?
Because you're the engineer on your side. That's why.
Yeah. Is that the reason why?
No.
It's just that kind of is.
It's harder.
Whenever we do it here and Brandon is there, it seems to be okay.
Finding technologies.
Yeah, I mean, Raheel and David and Justin Reed did a podcast. They seem to be okay. That audio seemed just fine.
How long did it take to edit it? That's the whole problem.
Didn't they do it yesterday and was up the same day?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're probably editing. Yeah, they probably have a professional editor at Channel 13. You know what the Walkout podcast doesn't have professional editors? It's got to be Lance McCullers doing it or Carlos Correa. Hmm. It's too hard.
You don't think they could hire someone?
Hmm. Hometown discount. Stay here.
Keep them here.
Yeah.
Keep them here. 47.5 5-year deal is up. Yuli's been here 5 years already. Goodness gracious.
That does seem impossible.
Well, 4 years, and this will be the fifth year.
Oh, that seems possible.
Yeah. So, but okay, let's say Yordan learns and actually can play first base.
That's why Yuli, I mean, you shave off. Look, you're raising people's salaries.
So after this year, you're going to shave Reddick, which is 13. But you're going to have to add to Springer if you keep him.
Add to Bregman.
Bregman's already, he's already got his deal.
Yeah, but it's
going to keep escalating, yeah.
Yeah.
Altuve escalates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... So no. And you're still paying Verlander and Greinke huge money. And then Correa after next year comes up as well.
Yuli might be the guy that ends up getting sacrificed.
Well, or Yuli. I mean, he took 47.5. He's under $10 million a year.
Yeah, but at the time, what's looking at production like a for under 10? Deal.
Yeah, well, guess
because
what?
Because we thought it was for his brother.
Yeah, to get his brother. And guess what?
It ended up being a good deal.
It was a great deal.
Yeah,
his production over 4 years for $40 million, less than $40 million, is one of the best bargains in baseball.
He's the most clutch hitter for the Astros.
Yes.
But even with that said, he is an older player, and at some point you're going to have to make tough decisions. And as guys' salaries keep going up, you knew this day would come where your core players are not going to – they're not going to be playing well above – you know, well beyond their contract numbers. They're now going to have contract numbers that they're going to have to play to certain contract numbers. So Yuli might be the guy I Yuli is not going to be a long-term player, but let's say you sign him for three more years. That might be the end of Carlos Correa. Then again, Justin Verlander's number will come off at some point, but you don't have pitching. You need to get better pitching. Greinke's number is going to come off at some – those aren't young pitchers.
Do you see a world where Bregman moves to short, Yuli to third, and Alvarez?
I don't like that. Yordan to first, I could see. I don't like Bregman at short full-time. I just don't. Carlos's range is exactly what you want. I am of
well,
the
but
opinion,
guess what? If you get rid of Carlos, you don't have Carlos. Carlos is one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball.
I know he is, and that's I don't like giving
well,
that
guess
up.
What, though?
But I don't want them to pay him $28 million a year, $30 million a year, if he's not going to stay healthy and he's not going to produce.
Well, I think they showed what they feel about him, giving him five, and what is this year, seven? I mean, a guy that has been a number one overall pick and a main cog in your – in your organization, and yet they're paying him under he's only getting, which is not a pittance and by any means, which, but it's certainly not top of the line.
No, because he's not top of the line player. Is it representative of his play and his ability to stay on the field?
Yes. Stay on the field, not his play, but stay on the field, yes.
Well, I mean, his play's been good. It hasn't been great.
His play's been pretty damn good.
His defensive play has been. Look at his offense hasn't been great. It's been good.
I would still have taken him number one overall in that draft.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. When we looked at the draft.
Yeah,
draft,
yeah.
Yeah, but even with that, Carlos has not reached the heights that we expected.
No, well, we expected, but again, I put 50 homers on him 2 years ago. I mean, I think didn't we?
We didn't hold that out as a nation. We didn't hold
yes,
that
we
out
did. I think
as
nationally,
a Carlos Correa expectation.
No, well, but didn't we expect A-Rod out of him?
Oh, boy. They're not going to like this. His simulated stats this year? He's only hitting .224.
No, I don't want to hear about his. I don't give a rat's ass about his simulated. They're not real. It's called simulated.
But he's under 700 OPS.
That's not
a negative
real.
Win share.
No, that's
you're okay
not
with that.
That's simulated. You know what that means? It's not real.
I would use that if I were the Astros in negotiations.
Like Deshaun being picked fourth overall. If you put him in all the guys in a hopper.
Carlos, I wanted to show you something before we get started on negotiations.
Look at what you're hitting this year.
Look how you're hitting with the simulated. And this is a computer that's doing this.
If I was Carlos, I'd say, but we haven't played any games.
Actually, smart teams wouldn't do that, but the dumb baseball teams out there, that would be the move to say, I want you to see something. It's pretty troubling because I know that algorithms are based on science. So some of the science and math, like what they call the STEM, is telling us your 697 OPS. That's just not, we don't feel like that's $30 million type of season that you're having. And I understand that we're not playing real baseball, but these computers are pretty good at simulating things. Like, you know, the military uses them for war games and stuff like that. There's robots now that can backflip, robot dogs and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know. When you look at technology as a whole, I think that this is fairly accurate, and we'd like to pay you according to some of your baseball simulated stats and your other stats, too.
Make Yuli into our own Edgar Martinez DH for life. I'll tell you this. He was poor. He was poor defensively at first. Yuli's turned into a pretty good first baseman.
Oh, man.
Defensively.
Yuli has really gotten better defensively.
Yes, a lot better. Yeah.
I don't want Yuli to go.
Why would you do more than 2 years for Yuli? Doesn't his age factor in a little bit? Yeah, but you know what? You're up against the rest of baseball because he's going to be a free agent.
Well,
somebody might give him three.
Then go Daryl Morey.
And if you know what?
It is what it is. This is our value.
Yeah.
And don't change. Just say, our value is.
And guess what? Then you go somewhere else.
Well, then that happens.
Our value is this. Unless you're Ryan Anderson, then we'll give you 4 years, $80 million. Because you're Ryan Anderson.
Well, he probably thought, and Daryl probably thought, I can trade that.
What a bargain. Thanks.
Well, he did that.
You
for Chris
remember
Paul
Ryan
too.
Anderson?
Yeah, bargain. Okay. I mean, everybody was clamoring for. Remember at the end of that contract, how
he
everybody
was
wanted
good
him
that first year.
Oh well, but and he signed up for four,
and then that was it. Yeah. He would have been good.
Darryl
he was
the
guy everybody wanted
Anderson
at one point, and then when they got him, like, I don't want this.
Well,
I thought I was going to like this. This isn't good.
Yeah.
John, I've been calling for that
forever. Didn't Eric Gordon come the same time?
Yeah, they signed.
That turned out pretty good.
John, you keep calling for Danilo. I mean, Daryl Morey tried the Danilo thing with Ryan Anderson. Didn't work out.
No. Sorry. Do not put
stretch four.
Okay, one
shooter.
Is called Gallinari, well, and one is called Anderson.
Is this the only reason? Because he's a Gallinari.
Might I remind you of Ian Anderson? Okay.
Oh, then close to death. Thanks for reminding me. Now I'm all bumped. 8:30. Whatever.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing our president got an Instagram model as his press secretary.
Is that what she is?
I think she is, isn't she?
I thought she was a political commentator before she became
secretary. Know. I don't know.
Why are you saying IG model? Where are you getting that from?
Well, somebody had said that. Somebody on Twitter said.
Well, that person clearly doesn't know the aesthetics of IG model. She ain't got enough ass for that.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen IG models, and unless there's something going on that some creep hasn't already taken a shot of with that woman, there's no chance she could be an IG model.
It's kind of true. No, you could tell she's got...
She has a thin frame, which is not an insult. I'm just saying, IG models have a certain aesthetic, and it ain't her.
Mm-hmm. Not the good ones, anyway.
Well, good is relative. Some people like certain things. She just wouldn't fit the profile.
That's all I'm saying. I think it was just a good move. It's better than that one guy that just had to quit because he was so stupid.
Sean Spicer?
Yeah.
There are multiple guys or people who've had that job and are gone. So I don't. But you're talking about Spicer, the one who did Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
What about Scaramucci? who is not a fan of the president anymore.
Well,
He crossed an Italian. You thought you were, and the president apparently thought he was going to talk about me a certain kind of way. And he's pretty, Scaramucci is pretty smooth, though. He's like, listen, you know, he wants to talk about me a certain kind of way. I got things, too, that I know.
Yeah.
That I could say to certain people and certain things might happen.
Now, he was not the press secretary. He was the chief White House communication director for all of about 10 days.
Unless Trump has bad breakups.
Really? Like,
it's not.
I can't see why.
A lot of, I've noticed a lot of people end up speaking out against him whenever they're gone, and then they become the most overrated whatever they were.
Will.
Whatever they are.
The thing is, our
lowest ratings.
Our president never switches, never turns on anyone. That's a good thing.
When I think of him, I really think that J should turn to an L, Donald, because loyalty is his middle name.
That's right.
Yes,
these hoes ain't loyal. All right, I got some odds for you. Bears starting quarterback week 1: Nick Foles -300, Mitch Trubisky +200.
Say it again.
Foles -300, Trubisky +200.
It's Foles, but that's not good odds.
It's not good odds.
I'm not touching that.
Give
it to me the other way
Burrow
around.
Burrow -5,000, Finley +1,200.
It's free money, Burrow.
Tyrod Taylor -400, Justin Herbert +250, Cam Newton +1,600.
No, Tyrod. It's free money.
Tyrod will be the guy. Fitzpatrick -350, Tua +200. Now that Tua might be good.
I might take Tua.
I might take Tua on that one too.
I might take Tua. Yep. Although it's still a little. Is this opening day?
Josh Rosen +2,500. There's some good money.
Delete.
Josh
Rosen is the Josh Rosen of quarterbacks.
Stidham -350.
The Lance Zierlein of quarterbacks.
Do what?
Josh Rosen is the Lance Zierlein of quarterbacks.
Y'all want it to stick to me, but it's not going to.
No,
it
you're the.
Is.
It is. You are the Josh Rosen of barbecue.
You're the Josh Rosen.
Yes, you are. It has to
Lance
be.
Lance's moist brisket +2,500.
Doesn't stick.
No, it does.
Doesn't stick. Rolls right off.
Okay. Then why'd you just call Josh Rosen the Josh Rosen the quarterbacks? You know, you feel
because
it.
That makes sense.
No, you being the Josh Rosen the barbecue makes sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Look at your co-host.
I got some pictures in my phone. I'm going to show you in a second.
It does make sense.
Can you come in here so I can show you some pictures?
No. Social distancing. I heard about the spike. I can't go in there.
There's a spike. I'm going to start asking all of the interns. Hey, we've got a thermometer at the front desk. Why don't we all start taking our temperature? I'm 97.5. Why don't we start
look at that.
Why don't we start taking our temperatures when
as
we
walk in?
What's
we
wrong
need
with
to.
That? Yeah.
You're the first one here. Are you going to take it yourself?
They do. They do it at Prime.
They do it at Prime, right? What's so bad about that? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start going up to all the interns.
Hey, what? What the?
What are you doing?
Are you trying to erase my memory?
Have you ever seen the movie No Country for Old Men?
Mm.
Yes, what are you doing? This is not an air gun that's going to shoot a nail through your head. I'm just checking your temperature. I just asked if you'd seen it. Yeah. That's all.
Beep. Stidham minus 350, Cam Newton plus 400, Hoyer plus 500. Cam Newton has better odds than Hoyer.
I mean, Stidham should be the clear favorite. Stidham's going to be the starter. But from a value standpoint,
Hoyer might be good money, might be good value.
I would rather go Cam Newton, to be honest with you. Because Bill Belichick could get some kind of way. I don't see him starting. Look, if you want to see what Stidham has to offer, you're not going with Hoyer. If you want to win, if you say, you know what, we still think we got a shot, then all of a sudden out of nowhere, Cam Newton could be the guy. I don't see any reason to take a bridge quarterback. And literally, Hoyer's nothing more than a bridge quarterback. You're not going to start a bridge quarterback over a young quarterback. That's not going to happen. However, an accomplished quarterback, I take plus 400. I think it's going to lose.
Yeah.
But it's good value.
But it's got to be starter in week one.
I know. It's not easy.
It's not going to be easy. Cam's next team, Patriots plus 325, the clear favorite. Redskins plus 700.
I think that's sneaky money. Right
yeah. There. Titans plus 8, no.
There's nothing that Haskins Arizona has done plus yet 9. To lock him in, or Stidham. Those are the two that make the most sense. But they're both young. See, but there's money on the line for Haskins. So you got to pay him anyway, so you're probably going to play him. Honestly, it's hard to find a spot for Cam other than saying Patriots. It's really hard. And I don't know if he's a Belichick kind of guy.
Why aren't...
Who else? Who's the third team?
Titans. See, none of them make sense. They just paid Tannehill.
I don't know that they're...
But now, this is the thing. If anybody gets injured...
Yeah. And that's the wild card.
Right. The Raiders might not be a bad bet.
The Raiders, I don't think, are a bad bet. Why? Where's the Raiders? What are they at?
10-1.
I'd take some of that Raiders. No. They got Marcus Mariota. They'd go to Marcus Mariota first.
Yeah.
They just gave him money.
Yeah, because he's going to learn the system, too. Who doesn't have a good backup? What are you talking about?
I don't know if McCarron's any good. What about the Texans?
The Texans are 33.
Cam wants to come in and be a backup anywhere. There is a chance Cam Newton...
No. This is... you're betting on the starter getting hurt.
Right. So he's going to...
It's his next team. It doesn't mean week one.
Yeah, he ain't going to be anywhere week one unless he thinks he's going to be a starter.
Right. And the only place that is probably the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue he's better than quarterbacks in certain places. But
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, probably so.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Maybe. Fitzy's a rascal.
But you're not bringing him in, no.
Fitzpatrick just stays healthy. But you can't win anything with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's just good enough to kind of like, man, he's just kind of screwing up our plans. But he didn't screw up Dell's plans. Tank for Tua, and guess what? They were bad, but then they were not that bad,
and they still got Tua.
Now, you got him with two busted up ankles and a broken hip, but, you know, whatever.
They destroyed a franchise in the Patriots. They destroyed them.
You could have been blow for Burrow, but look what you did. Look what Ryan Fitzpatrick did. He ruined it for you, Dell.
Yeah, how about that?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You could have Joe
catching,
Burrow instead of that crappy
getting
Tua.
Getting wins. All you guys had to do is just sit on that Josh Rosen train and ride it out.
The greatest college football season ever.
Right on that Josh Rosen train, right to steady stream.
Congratulations, Dell. Team
debilitating losses. You would. Yeah. You'd have.
Congratulations.
You and John could have been cheering for the same team.
Way to win some games.
Why would I want to cheer for John's team?
Yeah, Joe Burrow's team.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't want Joe Burrow on my team.
God forbid anything happens to Joe Burrow. That's where Cam will end up. Ryan Finley's behind him.
I think if something happens to Joe Burrow, they'd be very comfortable losing a lot of games.
Again. God forbid anything happens to Nick Foles. They got Mitch Trubisky behind him.
I think Bears fans are done with that experiment.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they really are. 713-780-3776. You need to experiment by calling Jeff Aronoff and seeing what he can do for you. It's not what you can do for Jeff Aronoff. It's what Jeff Aronoff can do for you and your home or business. And I say business, listen, he does huge jobs, and it could be a huge job that you have to remodel, to redo, to add a patio, to new counters, to new vanities, to new stone faces for your fireplace, or whatever it is that you need, brick, you need marble, granite, anything rock hard. Jeff Aronoff is right there for you. And the style and the beauty and the elegance. And I mean, everything is really nicer with marble. And Jeff, he does an unbelievable job. And he has all of the selects. This is what he does every single day. And he's going to come to your place of business or home. And he is going to make it look unbelievable. He does this every single day. He'll do it for you. Not only will he build it for you, but he'll design it for you. So he designed our outdoor kitchen. It was just perfect. So if you're looking for that guy that can do it all, you save because you don't have to have somebody design it and then somebody else build it. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Right. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 8:46. That's a nice story, Lance. You want to share that?
Nah.
All right. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
Human interest story. Okay, why Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson are worthy of spots on Houston's list of legends? This is, what? Del, where did you find this? This is a CBS story?
CBS Sports.
Okay, so the top five Texans, is that what we're saying? Franchise five. Texans franchise five. Deshaun Watson is one. Bill O'Brien is two. Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt, and DeAndre Hopkins. Wow. Gary Kubiak don't get a spot as opposed to Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien has won more division titles.
Yeah.
Of course, he's also done it. He didn't do it under the specter of Peyton Manning and the Colts, who are a serious problem. When Gary Kubiak
and when the Colts had Andrew Luck, he got his ass handed to him.
I mean, you know, you've gone against some of the biggest bunch of slappies in the business.
Colts quarterbacks, other than Andrew Luck, have gotten their ass handed to him. Thank you.
And yeah. Jacksonville, other than that one year, and the Titans have not been. I mean, none of these teams have been powerhouses. Like Gary Kubiak had to battle
against
powerhouses.
Yeah, but the Titans, under Bill O'Brien's reign, has gone to the AFC Championship.
Every team in the division since Bill O'Brien's taken over has been to the AFC title game.
What's that?
Every team in the AFC South has been to the AFC title game.
Yet none of them are anything like. Yeah. And yet,
they were clear underdogs in the championship.
No, but
they've all achieved
more.
The Jaguars led in the fourth quarter against the Patriots.
Were up double digits, or at least right going into the fourth quarter.
I truly believe the 2011 Texans would have beaten the brakes off of any of these Texans teams over Bill O'Brien's Texans teams.
would have mashed them with Wade Phillips' defense. And now I'm very specifically saying 2011. But Arian Foster, the running game, the play action passing attack, the young J.J. Watt with Barwin and Reed, younger secondary with J.J.O., well, it was younger across the board. Danielle Manning, younger Kareem Jackson. They would have beaten the brakes.
Can you make the argument?
Whoever the backup was for, you know, whoever the backup was for Brian Cushing, because Cushing was out with something. You know, like Brian Peters.
Can you make the argument? Well, I think you can make the argument that it should be Gary Kubiak and not Bill O'Brien.
But
secondly, you can make the argument it should be Matt Schaub and not Deshaun.
You really can't make it for Gary Kubiak because Gary Kubiak doesn't have the wins.
But he had better teams. His two teams were better than any Bill O'Brien team.
Yeah, but the totality of his duration here, Bill O'Brien has had more winning teams. Bill O'Brien has won more division titles. If you don't win it
again, though, look at the slappies he's had to play.
Yeah, but if you don't go to a Super Bowl, what difference does it make anyway? What have you really done? It's like none of these teams have gone to the AFC Championship game. So you're getting the playoffs.
None of his teams.
Well, none of...
And Kubiak's too.
Right. Yeah. Neither one of them. So they're arguing about the same thing. We're arguing about the same thing. Only one guy does have more division titles. One guy has a better record.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien has a better record. I wouldn't put Bill O'Brien... Do you have to have a coach?
No. You have to have your five biggest people in the organization. Okay. Andre and JJ are no-brainers.
Clay Walker.
Clay Walker is...
He's been here since 2002.
That says more about the Texans organization.
Been here since 2002. You know, Dwayne Brown is going to be a Hall of Famer. Let's keep that in mind. He was here from 2008 draft, I believe, because Okoye was 7. So it's 2008 until 2016.
Yeah,
is that when he was dealt?
Was he 8 years, or was it 8 or 9 years?
He was dealt October 2017.
17?
Yes.
So he was here in 8 because he was there for Bill O'Brien, for Bob McNair's press conference.
Yep.
Which he was disappointed in the Barack Obama win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty damn good run. That is a pretty damn. And how many Pro Bowls?
Dwayne Brown, let's see. So he was here from 8.
And All Pros. Was he how many? Was he an All Pro?
First team All Pro once, two second team All Pros.
And how many Pro Bowls?
So three All Pros.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And All Pro matters way more to. I mean, Pro Bowl, I'm like, whatever. Four Pro Bowls. He's 4 Pro Bowls. He was NFL Top 100, number 48, number 86. Twice. It's not really an award, but they listed here. First team All-Pro in 2012. That's just first team. He was first team in 2012 with AP, Pro Football Writers, Pro Football Focus. Second team in 2018 with another team. And then second team in 2011 by Associated Press, Pro Football Focus. I thought, without question, Dwayne Brown was the best left tackle in football during that 11 and 12 period. I thought he was fantastic. And then I thought he kind of fell off a little bit here with the Texans. Felt like when he leaned down and got really lean, he lost some of his power, some of his anchor, which can happen sometimes when you kind of lean down and change your body type. Because he looked good in the clothes, but I think Dwayne Brown is 100% in that top five. Should be. Well, he's not listed in there.
Well, we have to have one coach, one QB, and 3 non-QB position players. Let's get to it. Okay. So that's why Bill O'Brien is there. I could still make the
argument. So if you have 3.
I would still make the argument for Kubiak, but okay.
Okay, so your 3, though, are for sure going to be J.J. Watt. See, DeAndre, no, you're right. It would be DeAndre Hopkins, Andre Johnson, and J.J. Watt.
That's what they are. That's what
and then you said you have to have a quarterback?
And you have to have a quarterback, and you have to have a coach.
Oh, man. How do you leave Dwayne Brown out, though? But you, I mean, J.J. is.
Well, he would take DeAndre Hopkins' place then.
Yeah.
Because it's Andre Johnson and J.J. Watt are locks.
But DeAndre Hopkins. Is I don't think
he's getting close to Andre numbers.
You can't take out DeAndre. You can't do Dwayne Brown over Andre Johnson.
No, it would be him or it would be Hop or Dwayne Brown.
DeAndre Hopkins, just for the sake of for comparison's sake, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 first team All Pros, And he has won, he's been in the NFL top 100, 11, 13, 19. He was on the all rookie team.
Second rounder.
You scared the piss out of me.
Second round. Give me your second. That's it. Oh, what a dumbass.
Can I interest you in a beer?
Can I interest you in a David Johnson?
You're going to have a beer with Bill O'Brien today.
Will you ask him if he only, did they only call the Cardinals?
This is supposed to be about what? About
what?
Media stuff.
Oh, well.
This isn't an inquisition.
It's not an inquisition.
Tell me about this move.
Just ask him a question. Did you call more than one team?
I'm here to talk about what I can do better with the media.
Did you call more than one media member like you, when you were trying to trade DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
You can say put it like that.
Is that how you sneak it in, side door? Hey, they haven't played a game. DeAndre Hopkins hadn't played a game for Arizona. I understand where the Texans were coming from. I just don't think they leveraged it into a good enough deal. I really don't. He didn't want to be here. You didn't want him here. You think that the money
he didn't
want
to be
want,
here because you pulled him into his office and ran a riot act about baby mamas. Okay?
According to who?
According to him. According to DeAndre Hopkins.
Really? Because he tried to squash that pretty quick.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say Michael Irvin was lying.
No, he didn't say he was lying.
He said we all need to stop talking about this.
That's
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Be quiet, Irvin.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, it was more about
something on me.
It was more about his leadership, about practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah, I don't have all the details. I'm just not okay with.
Listen, if
the best player on your team moving for a second rounder,
no,
I'm just not going to be okay with
that. That's the whole thing.
And then taking on a bad contract.
Bill O'Brien doesn't like DeAndre Hopkins and the culture that he brings, that's fine. But get more than a second rounder for a 3-time All-Pro. Yeah. Good Lord.
And don't take on this horse turd contract when you paid for your guy's contract headed the other way to Seattle with Clowney. It doesn't make – I mean, come on.
Be better. Do better. And don't give up two firsts and a second and not sign Laremy Tunsil beforehand.
Hey, got the deal done, guys. The deal was done. The deal's done. He's going to be here long term.
Randall Cobb, $27 million.
Did you get better? Did you get better?
You got better, and he's here long term. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, for $22 million.
In? Okay.
But he's locked in.
What?
You're welcome.
You have your franchise left tackle. Thank you.
Yeah. With a 29% increase or whatever over the next highest paid.
Just because he's being paid $4 million more annually than any other player at his position doesn't mean you should be upset. And you got it done. He's your franchise left tackle. That's what I was told.
See,
that's what I was told.
You're mean.
So he's getting paid 21.5% higher than the second highest paid tackle. Big deal.
No. And maybe he's not a top four tackle. Who cares? The deal is done.
Knowledge is power.
Well... That's what I was told.
You don't just get to throw that in anytime you want.
I think you do.
You kind of do.
Because a former player told him, and it stuck with him.
I'm just saying, this has nothing to do with Cal and the hostage video.
I said...
This is all about knowledge being power.
Did I say a former player talked to Cal or a former player talked to you?
Is that Cal's ox in the ditch?
Not enough people heard it for it to be the ox in the ditch. No, it's not his.
It should be.
He's got more. If he ever talks again.
No, that's it. That's all we've ever heard him say. And he got himself an ox in the ditch.
Bill Bryan and knowledge is power.
Bill Bryan.
Except you didn't have the knowledge to know what your coach's actual name was. What, John?
No. It's ugly what you're doing right now.
Knowledge is power. Thank you.
By the way, this wasn't my plan for the show. You're like, hey, go find that clip. And now because I've co-opted your idea, now you've
ever,
got a problem.
I never said that you know of, that everyone
that
knows of.
That anyone knows of. Oh, in an hour, we got your boy in.
That's right. Jason's going to talk some golf. Oh, by the way, let me give you
an open. Yeah, do you have an open window with golf scores?
Yes.
You have to.
Yes, I absolutely do.
Do you know people think that that's just a joke, that you actually don't really like golf that much?
What?
Yeah, people think this
I only
is shtick.
Play every day they when I'm not this, playing poker.
They think this is a character you do.
Oh, Justin Rose, 3-under through 4. What? Who has him on their fantasy team? This guy.
Oh, fantasy golf.
Fantasy golf.
Where's fantasy golf rank for you, Del?
Wow. I don't like fantasy sports, period. I think you're all effing nerds that you talk about it so much, but I get it. People love it. Fantasy golf has got to be below fantasy
No, esports. Fantasy golf is the greatest.
There's probably fantasy esports, right, where people bet on players. Fantasy golf has got to be worse.
No, you're wrong. You know nothing about it. Don't talk about stuff you don't know anything about. Lance, it sounds ignorant.
Lance,
knowledge is power.
How many people do you
know?
You
don't know. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Let me ask an impartial observer, because I hate golf. You love it. And Lance is somewhere in between. Knowledge is power. You heard him. I don't know why you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
His willingness to use it as a weapon against you now. Knowledge is power. As though that's a shutdown line.
I got you. Shut up.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, I'm done.
You have to stop.
Why?
You're going to give me corona.
That's not how it works.
You don't cough.
You hear me cough? You don't
get
it.
Don't cough on an intern.
You don't know that I could.
Don't do that. You don't get corona from cow saying knowledge is power.
No, but if I start coughing because I'm laughing, I could get it.
No, it sounds like you got it with the Roni.
World Health Organization said that they walked it back.
The leading cause.
Sounds to me like you got the Roni.
The CDC says the leading cause of corona in Houston is knowledge is power.
That's not true. Knowledge does not cause the Roni. It's 8:59 ESPN 97.5. What? You know what? You got to be a champion is what you got to be. That's what I want you to be, is a champion. Champion.energy/1560. It's 9,000 degrees. You got to use your air conditioner all day. The kids are home, so the door's open. You're wasting all this electricity. And here's the deal. Is you're like, wow, this is really flipping expensive, isn't it? Yep, sure is. But not if you're with champion.energy/1560. I'm paying less. I don't mind my bill coming every month. I'm like, whatevs, come bring it. Let's see. What you got, Bill? What? And we, you know what? I'll go right up to it and crush it. And here's the deal, is you can too. Just go to champion.energy/1560. Save, best service. All of this stuff. I've been talking about it for years. Time for you to do it. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.